AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump will be in Japan on Memorial Day. So today, the president and the first lady went to Arlington National Cemetery to pay his respects to those who died in service to their country. Presidents typically lay a wreath and deliver remarks at Arlington on the holiday, but the president will be out of town. President Trump is facing more criticism from the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. The AP Sagar Magani is at the White House.
Pelosi is openly questioning the president's fitness for office and says she's concerned for his well-being, a day after he said he will not work with Democrats while they investigate him.
Maybe he wants to take a leave of absence. I don't know.
At one point during a news conference, she joked about the 25th Amendment, the constitutional path for replacing a president. She says the White House is crying out for impeachment proceedings, suggesting that would help the president politically. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says Pelosi should know better.
I think that's irresponsible of the speaker to even say.
Both sides are getting more personal in their attacks as Congress prepared to leave for a Memorial Day break. Sagar Magani at the White House.
At least three deaths have been reported in Missouri from tornadoes. Severe damage, but no deaths have been reported in the capital, Jefferson City. In Oklahoma, the problem is flooding and erosion. That is the sound of a house washing into the Cimarron River. The severe weather is expected to push eastward, with forecasters saying parts of the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic, including Baltimore and Pittsburgh, could see tornadoes, large hail, and strong winds. President Trump is providing another $16 billion in aid to farmers hurt by his trade policies, and trade worries have stocks taking big losses so far today. Congress is rushing to wrap up a long overdue $19 billion disaster aid package, but only after Democrats insisted on jettisoning President Trump's request to handle an unprecedented influx of migrants at the southern border. This is AP Radio News. The World Health Organization is publishing its first ever global strategy to tackle the problem of snake bites.
The agency's strategy includes plans to increase global access to treatment and anti-venom to try to combat an annual average of nearly 138,000 deaths, as nearly 3 million people are bitten by potentially poisonous snakes every year. The agency called the problem of snake bites a hidden epidemic and said most bites are treatable. In a statement, Doctors Without Borders said it was cautiously optimistic that the World Health Organization's strategy could be a turning point in addressing snake bites. I'm Karen Chemas.
A recently identified portrait of Leonardo da Vinci is on display at Buckingham Palace.
With drawings, we really get a sense of looking over his shoulder and seeing Leonardo at work more than 500 years ago.
Martin Clayton with the Royal Collection Trust says drawings served as da Vinci's laboratory, allowing him to work out ideas on paper. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.